Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. The book God's Grand Finale and the End of the Age by Gary D. Longbreak is about God's plan for the end times. As revealed in Scripture, 55 of the 66 books of the Bible are quoted from Genesis to Revelation. Gary says God speaks of an event in the prophets that should take place in the last days that is a great and awesome show of his power. It's compared to when Moses led the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt. He calls it God's grand finale. The end of the age will soon follow. Gary has studied the Bible all of his adult life because he says there is no greater goal than to know eternal life through God's word. The Bible changed his whole life from the first time he read it back in 1982. He's pursued the art of God in Scripture, the heart of God in Scripture, through much meditation and prayer, and it's reflected in the pages of this book. He's been called a walking Bible due to his knowledge of Scripture. And Gary Longbreak, author of God's Grand Finale and the End of the Age, joining us on This Week in America. Hi, Gary. Welcome to the program.
Hi, Rick. How are you doing?
I am doing fine. I'm looking forward to our conversation today. So much information and wisdom that you'll be sharing during the course of the program today. Let's first of all start with why you decided to write the book. What was the inspiration for writing the book, particularly at this time?
Well, it pertains to what's going on in our world now. Israel is gathered back to their own land in the sight of the nations, as the Lord says in Scripture. And as I studied those scriptures and looked at my world, I was like, you know, this is happening. Because it's after he's gathered them back, he says he's going to do something. But what really inspired me to start writing this stuff down is, as I studied scriptures, the Holy Spirit, as Jesus said, will guide you into all truth, teach you all things, and show you things to come. And I started seeing things. I said, you know, I got to write these down. You know,
yes.
Jeremiah
yes.
wrote down what he saw. Isaiah wrote down what he saw. I said, I just got to write it down. So that's what's in the pages of this book. And that's what inspired me. It was, I don't feel that I'm actually the main author of the book. I call myself the co-author of this book because there's no way I could have put all this stuff together by myself.
Well, and let's talk about that and the challenges of doing that. You have all these ideas from observation, you're studying and you're seeing things that you recall from your days reading the Bible. How long did it take to put this into a book, to tie it all together and to get the book, God's Grand Finale and the End of the Age? How long did it take to write this and get this out into the public?
Well, the information in this book has come over a process of about 35 years because there's a lot of history, there's
yes.
excavation findings, there's different things in the Bible as well as outside the Bible history. And it's just studying all these things over the years. They just all started coming to me and it's like I just needed to write this down. Because it affects every man, woman, and child in the world because, you know, God created us all.
Exactly. And what's interesting with the book, as you do back it up, it's not like just your ideas and theories you're throwing out there. You say something and you're able to back it up. With us on the program is the author of the book, God's Grand Finale and the End of the Age, Gary D. Longbreak. Information available at Gary's website, which is godsgrandfinale.com. I'll give you that throughout the program. It's also available, of course, at Amazon. You can link on directly to Gary's website by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. As you're writing the book, were there influences, maybe ministers, that greatly shaped the writing of this book?
Yes, there were. I would have to say Brother Kenneth Hagin is a teacher, a scripture teacher, and he really emphasized the integrity of God's word and that we can believe what God says. I have to say he's been the most influential over my reading of scripture. I don't see it as just a book. I see it as the words of eternal life, as Jesus put it.
I mentioned that you started this, you were inspired back in 1982, and I get the impression you're still a student of the Bible in 2019.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I still am today. even now, as much as I know about the Bible, I am still learning new things. It just doesn't quit, because the Word is living. It's alive. It's the Lord reveals things now, I think, that has never been revealed before. As the prophet Daniel says, you know, seal up these prophecies, Daniel, until the time of the end. Like, nobody's going to know what they mean until the appointed time. And I think there is an appointed time right now for these things that are in this book to come forward. And that's what the book is about. It's things that pertain to us today.
Yes. There are a number of books out there. Why should someone read God's Grand Finale and The End of the Age? What is different? This book is unique. So what separates this from so many others that are on the market today?
Well, I would say that a lot of it is inspired by the Holy Spirit, because I read stuff, as I'm writing stuff down, I start getting revelation. I'm just like, oh my gosh, okay, Lord, we'll put that in, you know. As a understanding of this, I can make the illustration or the testimony that the book was only going to be God's grand finale. But my pastor, Marty Souza, prophesied over me, more revelation, God, more revelation. And I remember thinking in my head, but I already got revelation, you know, but that's how we think in the natural. We get tied up with thoughts. And as I got to the end of God's grand finale, more revelation just started coming. And I was like, oh my gosh, stuff I'd never seen before is in that part of the book. It just all came together, because being a student of God's word, I study it. I have the whole Bible audio on my phone. I can listen to the prophets because, you know, I drive a lot in my job. But I have all this information in me, but it's the Holy Spirit that brings it forward and makes sense of it.
This book is special to so many people in reading the reviews. You really touch them. I get the impression that it's special to you as well, isn't it?
Yes, it is, because I don't see it as my own work. There's stuff in there. I start reading back over what I wrote, and I'm amazed. I'm like, I don't remember writing this. But, wow, that is good.
Yeah, it truly is inspired. With us on the program is Gary Longbreak, author, co-author of the book God's Grand Finale and The End of the Age. You quote 55 of the 66 books of the Bible. Talk about that process and why you use 55 out of the 66.
Okay, well, this is kind of a miracle. I didn't plan on quoting 55 books of the Bible. I knew there were 66 books of the Bible. I just wrote the book. But after I got all finished with it, it's in a Word document, I felt the Lord said, do a search and count up how many books you quote, because I knew I quote a lot. So I did the search, and I had an old Bible, and I just opened it to the table of contents, and I checked off everyone that I quoted and found that there's only 11 that I don't quote. So that just came about naturally. That wasn't something, if I would have thought, well, I'm going to see how many books I can quote, I could have probably quoted all 66.
The book we're talking about by Gary Longbreak, our guest on the program, is God's Grand Finale and The End of the Age. Gary's website is godsgrandfinale.com. Book available at Amazon as well, featured in the LA Times Festival of Books. And we'll hopefully have a chance to a couple minutes to talk about that. It has to be exciting to actually get out there and to share the book and the word with people, which Gary was able to do. Which historical events helped you write the book? Were there some that were important to you?
Yes. The last 100 years of history, starting with Theodore Herzl, how he had a dream as a young man of King Messiah, the way that he's a Jew, King Messiah on a white horse, and he was riding in the clouds or something to that effect. I forget the exact word. But the Lord told him he is coming quickly to do great things for the Jewish people and for the whole world. So this historical account of bringing the Jews back to their own land began, and with that book, the Jewish State that Theodore Herzl wrote back in 1896, I think.
Yes.
Don't get me on the date, but he wrote this book. But as I studied what happened over the last 100 years, how there were Jewish communities in all these Arab countries around Israel. But when Israel became a state, all of those Arab countries seized all the Jewish properties, the bank accounts. They persecuted the Jews because of the state of Israel. They hated the fact that this Jewish state was created right in the middle of the Arab country, or the Arab territories over in the Middle East.
Yes.
But being as they plundered them that way, before they could get back to their land, the Jews were trying to get back to their land, and they were lucky to get out of the country of their nativity with the clothes on their back. And some of them didn't get out. They were persecuted and some were killed. But to look at that history and then look in the scripture, I see that there's a verse where the Lord says in the last days that they will plunder those who plundered them. And when I look back to Moses coming out of Egypt with the Israelites, they plundered the Egyptians before they left Egypt. They plundered those who plundered them back then. So there's a parallel between what happened with Moses and leading them out of Egypt. The parting of the Red Sea was the greatest show of God's power the world had ever seen. And that one event has been down through the ages, promoted through the Jewish synagogues. They read in the synagogues every Sabbath. So generation after generation heard about the God who is God. So that purpose is what comes over to today, the Jewish nation being set in the Middle East the way that it is. The whole world is watching this, and they know what God has done before. They couldn't come back to that land unless God permitted it. And he is the one that's orchestrating the whole thing that we're watching. So it's just as fascinating to me. I could talk for hours.
Yes, and people could listen for hours because it is all playing out in front of our eyes. It's a couple minutes left in the program, going by too quickly. Let's take the title and go through this because it does grab your attention. God's Grand Finale. What is God's Grand Finale?
God's Grand Finale is an event that could begin to take place any time now, but it's a great show of God's power, and it's a parallel of what he did in the days of bringing Israel out of Egypt. He told Moses to go tell Pharaoh, "For this purpose I've raised you up, that I might show my power in you, and that my name will be declared in all the earth." So that whole event was a great show, and that his name will be declared in all the earth. And just before he says that, he tells Pharaoh, "I could have stretched out my hand and just wiped out all the Egyptians, and Israel could have just walked out of Egypt. You know, game over."
Yes, yes.
But for this purpose, he's raised him up, that he would make a show. And that's what the stage is set for in the last days, is for a show of God's power. You see it in Zechariah chapter 2, where the Lord says to Jesus, "Go to my people and do great things." I forget the exact wording. It's in the book. But there's a great show of his power where they will plunder those who plundered them. He says, you know, uses that word plunder. He says, "For he who touches you touches the apple of my eye."
This such a powerful book by our guest on the program, Gary Longbreak, God's Grand Finale and the End of the Age. Gary, let's talk about the last part of that title, The End of the Age. What is that all about?
The End of the Ages, there's a lot of stuff about the very last day. One of the chapters of the book is the last day. Jesus said that those that believe in him, he will raise them up at the last day. And he tells Martha at the tomb of Jesus, or a tomb of Lazarus, that Martha says at the tomb of Lazarus, "Lord, I know he will rise in the resurrection at the last day." So there is a last day. It's a fixed point in time. And there are events that are appointed for the last days that are before that last day. So that chapter kind of builds on that last day, the events that are going to happen before the last day. And the last day is the end of the age for us. That's when the church is taken out of here and the day of wrath and judgment begins following that day. And there's a bunch of scriptures that back that up.
Yes.
That I take you through in the book. But that's what the last day is about. But I do also give the hope of what Jesus said, that there is going to be a great banquet feast, the wedding supper of the Lamb. And in Revelation, it is announced like mighty thunderings, like the voices of a multitude, like mighty waters, the sound great and awesome. The time for the wedding supper of the Lamb has come, and it's going to be an awesome event.
How close are we to that, do you think?
Well, God's grand finale is the beginning. And everything is going to change when that event takes place.
Yes.
And in the chapter, The End of the Age, it appears that the event, God's grand finale, is the first seal on the book in Revelation. So I have to touch on the book in Revelation that's sealed with seven seals. The book can't be opened till the seals are removed, and the seals are events. And it goes 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. There are seven seals, and there's events that loose each of those seals. Well, the first one is Jesus on a white horse with a bow, and there's scriptures in Zechariah where he says he lets his bow shoot his arrow, and Israel is his bow, and Judah is his arrow. So it explains these things in the book, and those are things that I never saw before till I started writing it, and it just came to me, and it's fascinating, everything that's in there.
Well, yes, and it's information that you have and are sharing through the book, God's Grand Finale and the End of the Age. I got a couple minutes left here. You've got an appendix in the book. Talk about why you decided to put that in.
Okay, the appendix is another influence that has kept me persevering through the years. The appendix is about the testimony of a man whose name is Dr. Percy Collet. He was a missionary in the Amazon jungles for like 48 years when the Lord took him up to heaven and showed him around heaven for 5.5 days. He was at two different banquets in heaven. One was with all the patriarchs of old, and one was with all his family and native converts that he converted in the Amazon jungles. So there is so much process and so much joy in heaven going on that the Lord wants us to be a part of that. He says in Colossians 3, verse 1, if you be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your mind on things of above, not on the things on the earth. The reason he wants our mind thinking on things of above is because he doesn't want the earth to have a hold on us. This isn't our home. We're strangers and sojourners here. We're going to depart and go home.
With us on the program, boy, the time has gone by quickly, Gary Longbreak, author of the book God's Grand Finale and the End of the Age. His website is godsgrandfinale.com. Book available, of course, wherever books are sold. And you can link on directly to Gary's website. A lot of great information there as well by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Gary, it's been a pleasure having you on the program. Thank you for joining us on the show today.
Thank you, Rick, for having me.
It has been our pleasure. You're most welcome. Gary's book is God's Grand Finale and the End of the Age. You'll find it, of course, at his website, godsgrandfinale.com. Amazon as well. Log on to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You can link on directly to information on Gary and his book. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.